Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today we're continuing to share testimonies about how God has miraculously moved in people's lives. And you know, I am a teacher and my whole deal is to get the truth of the Word of God out, but it's not only just teaching in words, there needs to be demonstration. Scripture talks about how that Jesus was a man that was approved of God by mighty signs and wonders. And the miracles that Jesus did, He even said Himself that the miracles testify of who He is. And I believe that one of the problems in the body of Christ today is that we have too much talking and not enough demonstration. We need to see the power of God. And of course, God can heal people all kinds of ways, emotionally, financially, in relationships. We've been focusing primarily on the healings. But today I want to share the testimony with you of Carol Odenwall. And I tell you, this is a healing that, yes, she was healed of physical things. I mean, she lost a huge amount of weight. I'm not sure, but I think it was well over 100 pounds. I think it might have been 160. Anyway, we'll say in this DVD, but she lost a large amount of weight, and there were physical things that happened. But the main thing is Carol just suffered a lot of tragedy, even from her father's suicide, hurt and pain, and using abortion as a method of birth control. You know, we're coming up on the Roe versus Wade decision made, I believe, on January the 22nd. And since that decision was made, there have been millions, I think it's over 50 million children aborted in the United States. And that's without California and New York reporting all of their abortions. So not that didn't include all, but I think the ones that have been counted, over 50 million children aborted. And Carol Odenwall went through that and had a number of abortions. But there's forgiveness. Praise God. She today directs our music for our Charis Bible College. She is the one that runs our Charis Bible College night school. And Carol today is a woman that is just full of the love of God, and she's rejoicing, and she's a blessing to everyone that knows her. And yet her life didn't start that way. Watch this DVD, the story of Carol Odenwall, and I'll be back at the end of the program today.
It was the things that I had said over myself for years, the truth that I had written on my heart, that was so unscriptural and so not God, and so needed to be healed. My dad was a Southern Baptist preacher, and he committed suicide when I was 5 years old. And I didn't really understand his death at the time, but I know I kind of got mad at God. Got really mad at God, actually. I decided that I was going to run from God, and I was never going to let anybody have that much control to hurt me that much ever again. Growing up, I guess in my about 12 years old, I began to smoke cigarettes and run the roads, and I was a member of a roller skating club when I was in junior high, and there were two Carols in the group, and one was very small and very petite, and I was just developed. I look back on pictures now and I wasn't fat, but I didn't, at the time I thought I was, because I was so much more developed than others. And so I even had Fat Carol put on my shirt, which managed to manifest in my life. I wanted to be, having been called fat by the kids, I wanted that control, that it didn't bother me. You know, I can take this, you know. So I actually made it my banner. I lost my virginity at 13 and got pregnant at the same time. My mother had just raised four kids after my dad's suicide, and I couldn't see her raising another. So we decided that I would have an abortion, and I went on to use abortion as birth control several more times from between the ages of 13 and my early 20s. After high school, I began playing in bars, singing in bars. I enjoyed singing in high school and stuff like that, but especially in about 19, I started playing with a band, and I went on the road with a band and got really heavy into the drinking and drugs. And for about 19 years, I played in bars, and sang and just ran from God. I'd become a very good actress. All those years of playing in bars, I could put on a smile and just be Miss Sunshine, little Miss Sunshine to anything and everybody. But underlying, there was always, I didn't feel like I was good enough. There was always that I wasn't loved, I wasn't wanted. There's always that you're fat, you're ugly, you're not. But none of it manifested on the outside. I didn't sit in my house and think I was going to die, or it wasn't like that oppressive. It was just this constant underlying thing of, you're not good enough, you'll never be anything. I struggled with my weight. When I was in my 20s, I gained up to about 230, 240 pounds. And then I lost it all very unhealthily, but naturally, without God, through drinking protein shakes and doing all that stuff. Back in the, I think I ate two meals a week at the time and just drank protein drinks the rest of the time, was in the gym. I was a gym rat and all of that. And I lost the weight, but it came back because it was a heart issue. It was the things that I had said over myself for years, the truth that I had written on my heart that was so unscriptural and so not God and so needed to be healed, that I just kept gaining it back. And I got up to 290-something pounds, almost 300 pounds. I was either a very happy drunk or a very emotional crying drunk. And I had one of those old 80s, 90s headboards that had a mirror. It had a fan-like top, and it had a mirror in the headboard. And I remember waking up at one point, I think it was actually in the middle of the night, and I looked up and I saw, at the time I was doing big Texas hair, you know, how we used to tease our hair in Texas in the 80s and 90s, and so my hair was very, very big. And I looked in the mirror and my hair was all out every which way. And I had black streaks just streaming down my face. And I knew that I was going to die if I continued to drink and drug like I was doing. That was where I came back to meet God. I knew that my life was on a downward spiral and that I was going to die. And even though suicide wasn't an option for me, even though I had attempted it once, it wasn't an option for me because my dad did it. And I didn't want to put my family through that. The church that I was raised in was a Turner Burn kind of thing. And I didn't know there was relationship to be had. So I thought that I had to change radically to be saved. I thought, okay, I got to give up all this. It's the rules and regulations, do's and don'ts. You got to give up the drinking. You got to give up the smoking. You got to do all of this. And I thought I had to just absolutely change. I had to just flip. It was going to be like just turning a switch, and I had to go from going this way to going this way. And obviously, with my story, that is not what happened. I did not get absolutely and totally changed immediately. It's a process. Even though I came out of the bars and came out of the alcoholism, I was still crying myself to sleep a lot. So I started attending church on a regular basis. After about a year, the piano player left, and they asked me to fill in. I would actually play praise and worship and then go play in the bar. So I was still playing in bars and restaurants, but I was sober and able to remember the songs that I sang. And I would go and play at the church. And in that church and in the recovery group, I met who was soon to be my husband. I'd never had a godly relationship with a man. I don't even remember a time in my life up until just recently where I wasn't either in a relationship, coming out of one, or looking for one. And I think when we come back to the Lord, we're immediately looking for that partner, that person that we're going to do God's will with, that we have that, especially as women, we have that little princess in us that wants the fairy tale. We want the whole gamut. I was learning the Word. It was a good church. It was a good Word of Faith church, and I was learning a good foundation in the Word. But I was trying to make things happen. It was like formulas. You do this and God will do that. And I just couldn't work the formulas. Things weren't working for me, and I was getting very frustrated. One day I was just flipping through the channels and stumbled across a guy sitting at a table in a somewhat plain shirt and a pair of jeans just talking to the camera.
And I don't know why you're watching this, but I'm convinced that there are people today that are running from God and are not serving God, not because they doubt His existence, but they have misunderstood. They've had the character of God misrepresented, and they see God as a harsh God, and they just basically feel like, you know, I'll never measure up to that standard. I don't believe that I could ever measure up, and so what's the use? And they're going the other direction, knowing that it's wrong, knowing that the end of that is destruction, knowing that there is a God. Someday they're going to be held accountable. But they just feel like that, man, I can't serve somebody who's so nitpicking, who just demands so much. They've got a total misunderstanding of the nature and the character of God.
And that really set the stage for January the 4th of 2004. I got up and I was praying in tongues. The Lord spoke to me and He said, Carolyn, I want you to go to Bible college. And I said, okay, Lord, I'll go to Bible college. And I started considering which Bible college to go to. Got online after hearing about Charis from Andrew and his program. And so I got online and started looking at the different courses. And my husband got on there and was looking at the different courses as well. And I said, would you like to go to Bible college? And he said, yeah, you know, I think I would. So we decided that in November of that year, we were going to attend CBC. We were leaving Florida. We were going to come to Charis Bible College. I gave 10 months notice at my job. I had become the worship leader for the church that I was in. And so it was going to be an adventure with God. We left Florida in November of 2004, came to CBC. The foundation that I learned at CBC was preparation, I know, by the Lord. He brought me here in His grace and in His mercy so that I would be firmly grounded on the Word when my life shattered. He knew that the facade was going to shatter. The party girl that I created at 13 and went through the rest of my life with, that came with me, I was still a facade. Even coming to CBC, because I was the itinerant worship leader. You know, that was my identity. The music that I played in bars, the music that I played in church was who I was. I didn't know who I was outside of all that. And coming to CBC, my world shifted in that I understood that God was loving and that He loved me even through the facade, that His grace and His mercy were there. And I learned that it was there from the beginning to the end, from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, not just the New Testament. Andrew's teaching joined it all for me. It connected all the dots in the connect the dot picture that didn't have any numbers until I came here. Andrew painted the numbers for me so I could connect the dots. And over my first 2 years, well, actually the first 3 years, it solidified in me so that when this happened with my husband and my world shattered, all of my dreams of us being in ministry together that were of my own making, there were some that were planted in my heart by God. But what the control issues that I had painted this world and molded him into it, molded myself into it. I was playing God, basically, and didn't let him have control, especially with my heart. And so when my world shattered, all of this just shattered, I found myself firmly grounded on the foundation of the Word and God's love and mercy and grace that I'd learned through Andrew and his ministry.
But you know, when sickness has been in a person for a long period of time, it's harder to get a manifestation of the healing. Not because it's harder to cast the sickness out or to cast this spirit out or anything like that. But the problem is that when you've had a sickness for a long period of time, the sickness not only gets in your body, it gets in your mind. It gets into your emotions. It becomes a part of your personality. There are people that literally have dealt with sickness and pain and different things for so long that they see themselves that way. If they have dreams, they see themselves in a wheelchair. They see themselves unable to get around. Getting sickness out of a person's body is relatively easy, but getting sickness out of a person's mind and their emotions is pretty hard.
With all the drinking and drugging that I did, I totally wrecked my body. God has supernaturally restored my health. I came to CBC weighing almost 300 pounds, and God has supernaturally taken over 130 pounds off of me now. I had hepatitis C, which I no longer have. I was supernaturally healed of hypothyroid, diabetes, obesity, depression, effects of alcoholism. I smoked for 25 years and am still able to sing. And He has supernaturally just restored everything in my body. As He was healing my heart, He did an overhaul on my body. I know that He's putting it all together for me. I'm healthier now than I feel like I've ever been in my life because of the heart healing. This was an inside out job done by God, body by God, heart by God, the whole deal. And He's not done. He's not done by any stretch of the imagination. I'm still walking this out. He shows me things on a regular basis, and we move on to the next thing. I just keep crawling back on that altar and saying, okay, great physician, do your surgery. Let's get it over with. Let's get it out of the way so I can go on and do what you have for me. And we can finish this adventure together and spend eternity together.
Well, Carol is a real miracle. When she first came to school with her husband, Rob, I had a little bit of dealings with him. I talked with him some, but to tell you the truth, I really didn't realize the miracle of what has taken place in her life until I saw this video and her whole life story. I didn't know all of the baggage that she was carrying with her, but it was very obvious that God was dealing with her. I mean, she was praising God and she had a real excitement and commitment to the Lord. And then when they had the problem with her husband and some misconduct that could have landed him in jail, it was a devastating blow. And I remember watching Carol to see how she'd react. I knew that the Lord, of course, was sufficient, and His grace was sufficient to meet the needs, but not everybody draws on that. A lot of people become bitter and they have negative reactions, but Carol was just the opposite. I mean, Carol stood strong, and Carol has been a real trophy of God's grace, and she has taken over our night school here at the Karis Bible College and runs it, and I mean, she's doing a great job, and she has a love for these people, and Carol has a real love to take the freedom and liberty that God has produced in her life and share it with other people. So I tell you, I am really excited to find out about all of the things that God has set Carol free from. Of course, the obvious outside things about her, all of the weight that she's lost and the way that she's taken care of herself now as compared to before is obvious, but even the deeper emotional, spiritual things are really the main issue, and it's the freedom that she's received inside that has produced all of the changes that you see outside. But she is a trophy to God's grace.
God has created us uniquely, and everybody has some form of healing that they need. Most of it deals with heart issues, whether you're a man or a woman. We all have a mask, and God wants to take that mask away and reveal who He created us to be and let others see that. Whether it's the macho guy in the monster truck or the little princess that wants her daddy or that wants her husband, that wants the prince to come riding, and he will on that white horse, come back for us and come and get me. And that's the Jesus I know. That's the love that He's given me. That's the love that He wants to give you. It's not always about being His betrothed. It's about being His bud. It's about being His friend. It's about walking with Him daily and saying, hey, Jesus, not in a disrespectful way, but hey, what's up? What do you want to do today? Do you want to go fishing? Do you want to go hunting. Do you want to hang out? Do you want to sing me a song? Can I sing you one?
I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. And my heart will follow wholly after you. And my heart will follow
God, what do you want to do today?
So I know that that blessed you. I tell you, you didn't really get the full story. There are some things that, because of the sensitivity of her ex-husband and other things, that, you know, she just didn't share all of it. But Carol has been through the ringer. Carol has had a lot more adversity than what most people know, and more than what was portrayed there. And yet today she's glorifying God. She's being used of God. And God is blessing her tremendously. She leads praise and worship at her local church. She runs the praise and worship here in our Caris Bible College. She runs our night school. And Carol is just full of life and blessed. And you know what? Regardless of what you've been through, I know that there's some of you that watch this today. And you could relate. I mean, Carol has been through so much that nearly everybody can relate to something that she's been through. And some of you may have gone through, you know, terrible tragedies, such as a suicide in the family, or all of the broken relationships that she talked about, or the using abortion as birth control, or being overweight and just losing all respect for yourself, or going through a marriage problem as Carol did. And on you could go. Many of you have experienced these things, and you may feel like that there's no hope. Well, I played this DVD today, and if you would open up your heart, you can see a living testimony of a woman who has come through all of this. And if you were to meet Carol today and not know her background, you'd never guess those things about her. She's happy. She's praising God. She's excited about the future. God is using her. Her life is super productive. And that same thing can happen for every one of you. Jesus can turn any situation around. Nothing is too hard for Jesus. And I just feel in my heart that there's people watching this that you have basically excluded yourself from everybody else. And you say, nobody knows what I've gone through. Well, you've seen a testimony today that probably for the vast majority of you is Carol went through more things than what you've been through. Certainly in just one person's life. Seems like she had all of these things thrown together, and yet she's prospering and she's going on and she's happy in the Lord today. There is help for you. Jesus is your answer. You can recover and even thrive, not just survive. We have a number on your screen. I encourage you to call and let somebody pray with you. Please get these DVDs and these testimonies. They'll be a blessing not only to you, but share them with someone else. Call or write today.
The story you saw in today's program is included, along with four additional healing testimonies, on the Healing Journeys Volume 2 DVD. This DVD is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get this product as part of the Healing Journeys package, which includes three DVDs, Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, and 3. These three DVDs contain a total of 15 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. In addition to the DVDs, this package also includes a copy of the booklet, God Wants You Well. This booklet answers questions about healing and lists every instance in the Bible where Jesus healed. The entire package has a catalog value of $77, but today you can get the Healing Journeys package for a gift of just $50 or more. The booklet, God Wants You Well, is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this booklet free of charge when you request it. We'd also like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled Effortless Change for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado next week for the Charis Bible College Men's Advance, January 20th through the 22nd, and in Houston, Texas for a Gospel Truth Seminar, February 10th through the 12th. He'll also be in Colorado Springs for Charis Bible College Campus Days, March 9th through the 11th, and in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar, March 31st through April 2nd. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
I'd like to invite all of the men to come join me on January the 20th through the 22nd right here at our facility in Colorado Springs for our 2011 Men's Advance. It starts on Thursday evening, January the 20th. It goes through Saturday morning. And it's just a great time for guys to get together to sit under the Word. And I promise you it'll make an impact on your life. So make plans to join me right here in Colorado Springs, January the 20th through the 22nd for our 2011 Men's Advance.
On today's program, Andrew mentioned the healing testimony of Carol Odenwald. To see more about this story, go to our website at www.awmi.net and click on Healing Testimonies on the left side of the screen.
Walk in there.